JW, I'm over.
JW, speaking 4CH West, morning, Dave.
Keith, how's your morning going?
Problem child sales, but we're getting that out here.
Barely making it over the squelch or the white noise. Is it a working day? Are you still working?
Still at work.
The airfield got up there about 8 o'clock, flew for 2.5 hours, and the wind started picking up. So we outsmarted the wind today.
Y'all on the way in. I was wondering if you was around long enough to hear Billy's announcement.
The 4547, 145.47 repeater.
Sure, that would explain things, eh?
That did go down a while back. Well, I guess he said, I didn't realize how long it had been. I think he said 2018 or 2019. But I knew that he got it back. I just didn't know that it wasn't completely back until that announcement.
When the tornado come through here back in 2019 and took out Morg Warner, that's when it went down. And I knew they had it in a kind of a compromised place on the tower, I believe is what it was, a lot lower than what it normally was. And maybe even a compromised antenna at the time. But, yeah, good to know he's got it all back up and running.
And we could tell that when we used it the other day. It sounded rock solid.
Good to know, too. I basically stopped using it altogether because of that, because I could barely get into it either.
You haven't heard what kind of antenna he's got, have you?
Heard him say, I'll monitor over there during the week and weekend. Well, I won't be in the weekend. I'm gonna be going out of town. But yeah, I'll try to hit him up one day and see what he's got going on.
Kind of is. It would be interesting to know if it's a DC grounded antenna. That's the only thing we can use up there because of the static electricity is so high. We can't afford to build up any static on the antenna, because that'll get sent into the receiver, the hut, and do damage to the equipment in there. So you have to have a DC ground antenna for ours.
I got you. Yeah, if I hear from him, I'll run it by him and find out. And yeah, I was kind of taken aback by what you were saying the other day about that antenna. I think you said about 400 pounds over.
It was more than just the antenna that we had to hoist up there. It was the antenna mounted on the bracket that was going to hold it. And the bracket is made so that it can be pivoted around. So it's kind of heavier than it would otherwise be, so that it gives you that ability to pivot it. And, yeah, that was heavy. That was a lot of work. And thankfully, the winch that we got is a 1,000-pound winch, so it should handle 400 pounds easily.
Didn't realize there was that much weight behind it. Yeah, I was kind of shocked at that. Yeah, I've got to call into my boss, man. I told him to give me a call when he got a chance. He's back in the house today, so we'll see if he's got any of that material weighing around. I hadn't heard anything out of Steve lately. He may be in there, too.
He's listening, because he left the airfield with me at the same time. Unless he got a phone call, he's probably listening.
I was thinking, I was kind of surprised not to hear him in here already.
Phone call. And he had a couple of while we were out there at the field. So just taking care of business. Anyway, whenever you can, we've got to make a trip up there to get pictures first. So, and then after that, after we have those pictures, then we'll be making the trip up there to do work.
Roger that. I know he's boss man has built a couple of trailers and he's using 2-inch square cube, and I don't know if you'll don't know what the wall thickness is on them and on it, and not sure he would have the stuff fit on the outside of it, but yeah, I will definitely get with him and see. And he's the one that told me about Blue Ridge, I think it's Blue Ridge Welding over here across from Warren. that'll readily sell remnants if they had it.
About out there at the airfield too, right before we left, about going to some metal place. He called out the name, but I don't remember it. To look for it there as well.
I just happened to be in the car with my Gary and heard you talk. I haven't talked to you in a while. Just wanted to say good morning. And I'm not sure who the other gentleman is on there, but good morning to you too. And I hope y'all both have a really good day. And Dave, I hope we'll catch up later. K3JOY.
To you, Joy, and Gary. And hope you guys are having a wonderful morning. That's Keith that's in there with me, KN4CHY. He's over in Seneca. So he's not too far from you. He's a lot closer to you than I am, than he is to me. But good to hear from you, Joy. Good to hear you on the radio. Good to hear your voice. I was used to hearing it all the time when you called the net. And don't hear it very much anymore. It's good when you get on W4DJW.
And I'll try to do better in the future. Y'all have a good day. Thank you, J.O.Y. Clear.
DJW, back to you, Keith.
I think that may be my second time hearing Joy on the radio. So good morning to you, Joy, and to Gary. I guess y'all are out mobiling around. Y'all be careful. And I'm going to be going to work, back to work here in a few minutes.
I just had a good day. Good morning out flying. Didn't break anything and got to make lots and lots of flights. Anyway, enjoy your work day, Keith. Look forward to your retirement. W4DJW.
Probably not looking as more to it as I am, but, you know, that's how it goes. W4DJW, KN4CHY. I'll be clear and listening. Back to work.
To work so I can get a break from retirement, KI4DOS Mobile.
Mark, Gary.
Well, I had time to go to work, Dave. I stay busy, more busy than I want to sometimes, but that's okay. I've really enjoyed it, I'll have to admit that.
Busy, but it's a fun kind of busy. Well, most of the time, sometimes it's not, but most of the times it's a fun kind of busy. A lot more than when you're working for some other body, right? So that's a work that's good, it's interesting, but it's really not your thing.
No, true, but I do as much driving now as I did, or probably more driving since I retired, because I don't have to, but I choose to take Joy to her doctor's appointments and stuff. I'm a pretty good chauffeur.
Teases me about that, too. She calls it driving Miss Amy. She'll drive herself to work, but she doesn't like to drive herself anywhere else. So anywhere else she wants to go, I have to drive her. So I know exactly what she's talking about.
It was real big when you said it was driving Miss Amy. That's one of her favorite movies, I think, Miss Daisy. But anyway, yeah, we're on the... she got a little doctor's appointment this morning, and we have to ride over and take care of that. Nothing but a routine checkup type thing, but you know how it goes. You still have to go to them whether you want to or not. Luckily, I don't have any scheduled anytime soon, so that's all good. But looking forward to maybe having a mini field day pretty soon. And has anything been decided about the Ham Fest? I didn't notice anything on the meeting the other night, and I was asked about it last night.
That it would, if we were going to have it, it would be in September, and it's contingent upon getting sufficient quantity of volunteers to do all the work. And I think if we get, you know, requests for volunteers early enough, it's possible that we might do that. We had some for the mini field day come trickling in, not all at once, but we had some come trickling in. So we're thinking if we put more runway out there for the mini field day and get enough runway for the Ham Fest, that we might have enough volunteers to actually do it. But we need commitment, because it's really hard to do when there's only a handful of people that have to do all the work.
That feeling real, real well. Well, I hope we get enough commitments one way or the other so we can have a mini field day and a Ham Fest. That would be great. The only problem is getting a a ham to commit to anything. Of course, you know that as well as I do. But it's all good. It'll all work out. And at least I hope it does, and hope it works out real well. Dave, we've arrived here at this place over here. We got to go to the doctor's office, so I'm going to jump off of here. Hope you have a good day. I think you said you've been out flying this morning, so y'all stay safe. Enjoy the rest of the day, and when I get through here, I got some other things I got to do, but right now I got to get her in here to this appointment. Tell Miss Amy we said hello, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. W4DJ, WKI4DOS Mobile.
I'm Gary, because I am one house away from backing it in my driveway. Good to talk to you. Enjoy this morning. You guys be safe. Hope to have a good doctor's visit. W4DJ, WClear.
HXS Mobile. Listening.
DJC.